This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. You may be familiar with Gilbert and Sullivan's comic opera, The Mikado. After all, it's been around since 1885. But are you familiar with the musical comedy, Hot Mikado?
If you want to know who we are gentlemen of Japan.
Hot Mikado is a lot like Gilbert and Sullivan's Mikado, but with the temperature turned up.
I am Cal Chang, and I'm directing and choreographing the Hot Mikado at Brunswick Little Theater in Southport. This was put on Broadway, I think, in the 1930s with a full African-American cast. And I think what they did to the music, if you know the operetta Mikado, what they've done to the music is absolutely ingenious. All the tunes are recognizable. You'll know it. The storyline remains the same. It's the music. They were able to adapt it to those 1940s style, swing and jazz and gospel. And there's some beautiful ballads in there. They did an incredible job.
This hot version of the Mikado was actually adapted twice. First in 1939 by jazz bandleader Doc Cook, and then again in 1986 by David Bell and Rob Bowman. Bell and Bowman researched Doc Cook's version, but had to start from scratch because the music didn't survive.
It's funny to think of a show being updated, yet it was updated in the 40s late 30s. Mm-hmm.
This is actress Christine Martinez playing Yum Yum in this production.
Hot is a perfect, I think, word to sort of slide in there. It's jitterbugging type stuff with hooting and hollering in the background, and it's just a good time show.
I do love the Mikado, you know, the original operetta. It is so silly and fun. I think what pulled me into this show is the fact that they were able to maintain the story, maintain the music, but with a different twist. Now, if you know the original Mikado and you walk into this show, I think you're going to be quite amazed to see that comparison in your head right. Between the two pieces. Is incredible.
I think the counterpoint to that, too, is if you weren't a Gilbert and Sullivan
fan.
Yeah,
you would, yeah.
You know, that this would be a show that you should give a look-see to because you would be really surprised. So you do get the silliness of the original.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah.
Served up, you know, in
hot.
Served yeah. up hot.
How many people do you have in your cast?
We have 15 in the cast. Nanki Poo, who is the hero, so to speak. We have Yum Yum, who is the ingenue, her two sisters. Mm-hmm. Then we have the ladies of Japan, Coco the guardian, who is a really zany character. The Mikado is this huge, and I mean physically huge, presence on the stage. And to see him tap is
great.
Quite
it's great.
An adventure, I think.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
of fun. And
of fun.
So much colors. There's just lots of color on the set. The set design is beautiful. Cal did a lot of the artwork.
Yeah, it's like a Japanese garden, and it's filled with Japanese paintings. And then against that are these bright, vivid, primary colors in the anime style, which is cool.
Super cool. And again, updating it yet another step. Yes.
Right.
That's director and choreographer Cal Chang and actress Christine Martinez. The Hot Mikado is on stage at Brunswick Little Theater now through Sunday, June 24th. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.